Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
And I'm Beth Ellicott.
And you're listening to Fiber Talk, the twice-weekly podcast for needlework artists, and this is the midweek show.
Woohoo!
Because why not? Okay, so tonight, Thread Talk with Kathy Ray. We've missed out on a couple, 3 months, but Kathy will be back tonight, Thread Talk, 8 o'clock Eastern on the YouTube channel. So join us for that. You will learn something, I guarantee you. And, of course, go to the Fiber Talk YouTube channel, and in the live video section, you can find the previous ones. But always an educational hour with Kathy Ray. Much more than we expect every time. So that's right. Plus. Yep.
Always learn something.
Yep. And then now Sunday. Okay, so that's Wednesday. And then Sunday will be Hillary Waters. She'll be our Sunday guest. And this is one of those where we have the Sunday guest, and then we have her live on the following Wednesday. So January 26th, Hillary will be live, and you won't want to miss it because Hillary does embroidery on leaves, and it is amazing. And, yeah.
I've been looking forward to this one for a long time. She is an interesting person.
Yep. So, yeah, and you say leaves, what do you mean? Yeah, like go out, take some leaves off a tree, come in and do some gorgeous embroidery on the leaf as your ground cloth, leaf as the ground cloth. That's what we mean. Wow. Just wow. So, and plus it was just a blast talking to her. So she'll be live. So Kathy Ray tonight and Hillary Waters next Wednesday, talking about embroidering on leaves. So, 2 weeks of really cool stuff. Yep.
Learn something.
Yes. Yeah, you never know. You just might learn something. Yep. I have to promote because I am really excited about Krista West's Avlia Folk Embroidery, her new Tree of Life hoop kit.
One of her best. I really do. It's just such a beautiful design. I love Tree of Life designs anyway, but that one, the colors, the stitches she's using, I think it's just, oh, yeah. It's on my wish list now.
Yeah, it's really good. Really good. Yep. And I have one to give away. I have one to give away on a Wednesday night. I don't know which one. And I got one myself because, you know.
Yeah, right.
So I'm going to open that right now because I have to see what's in here. So, okay.
Well, I've got to say, because I've done one of hers that it's on in the hoop. I did Octo Cafe, which was just a really simple outline of an octopus with a coffee mug. I just love it. But her ground fabric is lovely. This was DMC kit threads that she used. I'm guessing she uses the same.
Yep.
For the Tree of Life. It's just lovely to work on. It, you know, you take it out, you set it up, and away you go.
Yep. Oh, this. Look at this. Look at this. You can't look because it's audio only. Okay, so I just opened the kit. So, yes, DMC. Clearly plenty of thread there.
Yes.
And then a nice illustration showing what colors go where. So that's nice. And then some instructions, which I won't bother with. But then the cloth, and this is embroidery, so it's on an embroidery thread count. And it's about five and a quarter inches diameter. The design is printed on the cloth. Beautifully printed. Perfectly printed.
Well, she gets it from Kaufman, I believe. Kaufman now prints it for her. And which I think is great. Because then it's, she said she was stamping them by hand, which I cannot imagine stamping.
No.
So, but that's great that she's gotten Kaufman to print them for her. So, yeah, you probably, did they come with a hoop too, right?
Right. Yep. Hoop. Yeah. Everything you need. Hoop, thread, needle, instructions, ground cloth with the design printed on there. It's beautifully printed. It's not, you know, it's not like you're going to have to guess where the lines are at. It's clean as a whistle, and a nice little, you know, 5 1/4 inch diameter hoop. So it's not a, you know, not a lifetime project at all. This is really, I think, yeah, I'm with you. I think she knocked it out of the park with this one. So avliaembroidery.com, go get that kit. Even if you've never done embroidery, this is one you can do. The instructions are very good. It's not a big project. They're beautiful colors. You'll be really happy with it. So go get that kit. You're going to like it. All right. Yeah. Now, another thing that this is the enabler portion of our show.
Exactly. Yes.
This is going to cost you money.
Sorry. Not.
No, we're not. No, we're not. Not in the least. Debbie Rowley has a design called Angles. And I think maybe one of the best she's ever done. I'm so. A big fan of it.
It is one of my favorites of her designs. I mean, whenever I flip through her, that one is the one I'm like, oh, I love that design. And I've seen it in person. I know someone in my guild stitched it and I saw it and I was kicked because I think it was offered as a class somehow at one point in time. And I was like, oh, I should have taken that class. I should have. I knew I should have. Well, now my opportunity has come again.
It sure has. Yep. So, okay. So Angles is mostly grays. And then the way she's designed it is reds. And so you can take this class from Debbie, debbiesdesigns.com. You can do, and this is very reasonable. This is all online. A full kit, $240. And she says there are only 36 available, and we're recording this two or three days after she announced this. So I'm sure it's much less than 36 right now. So $240 for the whole thing, class and the kit. Or you can do the class with a canvas where she'll send you the canvas, then it's on you for the threads. And we'll talk about those threads in a second. That's $127.50. So you're getting a full class with Debbie for $127.50 with the canvas. And I don't know if she marks it up or whatever, but it doesn't matter. Or you can just get the chart only for $112.50. So you provide the canvas and the threads. That includes all fees and postage. You get written instructions and Debbie's, I've done enough of her charts. They are the best in the business. Large tabloid mm-hmm. charts, access to video stitch demonstrations that you can look as many times as you want, weekly Zoom sessions that are recorded for those who can't make the scheduled time. So if you can't do the Zoom session in the middle of the day, it's recorded. You can come watch it later. You can watch it multiple times. And then a dedicated groups.io classroom for questions and photos and so on and so forth. So you get the whole shoot and match. If you just do the chart only for $112.50, I think that's a heck of a bargain.
Yes, and the fact for the Zoom, you know, because if you're newer to needlepoint, or even for me, every now and then you run into a thread you haven't used before, you know, to have her say, okay, this is how I use this thread, and have her demonstrate it, wow, that's fabulous. I didn't know she was doing that. I thought it was just another one of those where you got the instructions and she was available on groups to answer your question.
Yeah, no, this is full metal. Mm-hmm. And you know, I said we talk about the threads. Now, this design, as she put it together, is mostly grays. And then her original design uses red as a contrast color. But this is a design where, like for me, I could very easily, with my limited skills with colors, I could very easily change out those reds for blues and have a piece that was equally equally stunning.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I know I went and saw her color theory talk at Debbie Rowley's talk at EGA seminar, the national seminar. And I think she used examples of that piece in different colorways. Uh-huh. So, and I did think someone did it in blue, but I think someone also changed it to like oranges and purples comes to mind. And you might think, oh, orange and purple. It was amazing. Just whoever used that colorway, it was just fabulous. But so you're right. It would be easy because you've got the very, very neutral grays. Just change out those reds for some of your favorite colors, or a color, and switch it up a little bit, and it would look great.
Now you got me. You got me thinking. Now, purple instead of blue. Holy smokes, that would look regal.
Yeah.
We'll have a picture. Yeah. We'll have a picture somewhere in the postings for this podcast. But yeah, you got debbiesdesigns.com. She doesn't give a deadline, but the class starts March 8 to April 26. So, you know, get cracking basically.
Right.
If you want to get, but, and this is one, oh yeah, you just gotta, and Debbie is such a great teacher and her instructions are so good. And you go, oh, you'll look at that. And if you've never done one, you go, oh, I could never do that. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can do it with Debbie's instructions alone. And then if you have videos and online questions with Debbie, you can easily do this thing and you'll be really proud of the results. I guarantee you it is. I shouldn't guarantee these things, should I?
No, you shouldn't. But here's the other thing. So would you buy the kit or just do the class?
I'd just do the class. Now, of course, these days, you know, can you get the threads? Mm-hmm. You know, if you get the kit, then Debbie's already done all that shagging of the threads for you because there's 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 7 Royal Rainbow Gallery, 7 cards of Rainbow Gallery, and those might be a little hard to come by. Looks like there's a Karen collection. Looks like that is the backbone color, and then DMC. Well, DMC is not a problem. And there's a couple, looks like there's 3 or 4 spools of Krynek. That might be an issue. But if you can get the threads, then yeah, I would just get the chart. But she's only got 36 kits, right. So they may be gone by now, for all we know.
Right. And the only reason I'm asking is I live in a needlework desert. So for me to go even swap out threads, you know, say, okay, I can't find what I need in my stash, it would be a real pain to change out the threads without having a shop, shop to do it for me. Yeah, okay, I'll take substitutes. I need them in these colorways, and this is the thread list. Can you figure out anything to sub? You know,
right?
I don't. So yeah, if she has kits, I think I'd go the kit route.
But yeah, yeah. Four of them are neon rays, and that to me, that's where, yeah, that's the one, that's the big red flag for me. Can you get those?
But you could maybe substitute something else. You know, there might be a big shop might have a suggestion for a substitution, some sort. Might not be an exact match, but something similar.
Yeah. Because the other three Rainbow Gallery are silk lamé. Well, you can find silks. That's
right.
Yeah, you can do that. There's a ball of pearl cotton. Looks like it might be 8 or 12. I don't see it. Eight. Looks like it's an 8. So there's a ball. That shouldn't be hard to get by or come by. And the DMCs, there's several DMCs. Those shouldn't be hard.
Right.
Krynek, maybe not, depends.
Right.
That's kind of a crapshoot, but still, yeah. Oh, yeah. But
it's a beautiful design.
It really is. I just think it's such a bargain at 100. If you get the canvas from her alone, $127.50, and you get everything. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, even because cost of threads anymore, $240 isn't bad, I don't think, for the kit.
No.
That seems expensive, but when you price threads anymore at what they're going for a skein,
and Rainbow Rainbow Gallery just had to raise their prices, and they raised them quite a bit. Threads are starting to get expensive, and that's, I mean, that's just the nature of the marketplace. I mean, that's threads, milk, bacon, bread, everything. But, yeah. But anyway, on a more positive note, sign up for this because this is a real deal to get a superb design, and Debbie's instruction in a class online, chance to get, yeah, yeah, do this. Mm-hmm. Okay. What else can we enable people with? Can we enable them with the Inspirations Design Collective?
Yes. I don't know if Mary Corbett has any more left. If she's sold out of her stash of them. So you don't have to order them directly from Inspirations and wait for them to ship from Australia, because Mary did it for us. That's Mary with one T, Mary yes. Corbett. And when I got mine in, I didn't look at it right away. I wanted to savor it. So I was donating platelets, I think, last Friday. And I brought along, because it's an hour where nobody talks to me. They just come up and say, do you need some more cookies? And I'm like, no, I'm fine. I sit there for an hour squeezing them all, and I got to look through the entire magazine. It is wonderful. It is just gorgeous. Okay, I have to ask you, have you looked through the whole thing?
Oh, yeah. When I got it. So we should tell people who don't know what this is. we should at least help them out, you know?
Yes. All right. So it's the Design Collective from Inspirations Magazine. And we think it's the first in a series, and it's called Pincushion. It's volume one. And then how did they do that? They asked a bunch of designers to design a project around pincushion.
Right. Design a pincushion. Yeah.
And it had to be functional. It could not just be decorative.
Right.
You had to be able to use the pincushion, which I thought was interesting, that they didn't want it just to be something pretty to look at. They said, you know, you've got to make sure people can use this item. The only one I think about not being able to use is the one that's Allison Cole's, the Nodding Green Hood, her stump work piece. I don't know if I would stick a pin in that one, but
I wouldn't.
I stitched it. I wouldn't stick any pins in that. No, but
anybody touched it, I'd slap their hands.
it would have its own little glass dome.
Yep.
And high on a shelf if you had grandkids or kids, little kids. Anyway, so that gives you the caliber of the designers that are in here. But they're all different. There's some that are simple and very easy, and then there's some that are above my skill level right now, let's say.
Yeah. Well, there's 12 pin cushions. All right. Now, here's the designers. This is the caliber that you have in this thing. Margaret Light, Christine Burton, Anna Mala, Victoria Lane, Anna Scott, D. Kirshner. Now let's see, who have we done shows with? Anna and D or Di, Margaret Lee, Allison Cole, Jane Nicholas, Hazel Blomkamp, Deborah Love, and Betsy Morgan.
Yes.
I mean, that's kind of a who's who of designers.
Right. Right. And I love that there's so many different techniques in here.
Yep.
The Deborah Love one is just a simple surface embroidery one. And I was looking at that one. I thought, oh, that would be so neat to stitch up and give to a friend, because it's a simple design, but it's very striking in the blue and white.
Mm-hmm.
I keep back to that one and looking at it, because I think, oh, you know, that would be a fast stitch. It would be so rewarding to get something with all these big projects I have, just a little something stitched up. And then I look at Allison Cole's Nodding Green Hood, which is a stump work. What is that? It looks like a Venus flytrap sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's almost a little diorama is what that is to me. But Betsy Morgan's, which is a Bargello and black work piece, that one is very doable. What was it? Oh, Victoria Lane's Strawberry is another one that is more of a Bargello one. I really like that one.
The Norwegian lace one, the Hardanger.
Yes.
Someone stitched that online. I can't think of her name. Something 52 inches or something. She said it was very, it's on 40 count linen. You're doing hard on her. Mm-hmm. And it's tiny. And I thought, oh, what a nice challenge, though. You know, if you've done a little bit of hardanger before, to put it on that small of a piece of linen and to work that one out.
Yep.
I just love it.
It's a beautiful book. Now, Mary Corbett did a full review on that. So you can go to needleandthread.com and see Mary's review on it. And you can, if she has them still, which I'll be surprised, you can get the book from Mary. That's where we got our books, from Mary Corbett. And she had them, they'd been sitting on a ship somewhere for a long time, and then they finally made it to her. But, try Mary, and I got to believe if she's sold out that she's got another order placed. So try Mary as a way to get it, and she ships it out right away. I had mine a couple days after I ordered it. But it's a beautiful, well, it's inspiration, so it's a beautiful book. And I think, you know, that's the thing with inspiration stuff is you buy this book and it's like Mary said, it was like 3 pounds. I mean, it's a heavy book. Uh-huh. You know, it's on quality paper, but it's also it's a stitched binding, so it lays open. You can lay it open on the table and not have it, you not have to hold it. And
yes,
to me, it's those little things like that that make such a difference. Because if you want to work on a design, you can just lay it open and just use the book. And, oh, it's gorgeous. It really is. Yep.
The images are beautiful in them.
Yep.
All right. So what's your favorite in this book?
Well, I'm with you on the one from Deborah Love. I'm with you on the simple surface embroidery, light blue on white. That one is just has an elegance to it that I really liked, and so I'm with you on that one. And then on the difficult end of things, if you wanted to go difficult, then I would go with Allison Cole's, which, it would be a test. But the one that the Choman, I'm sure I'm not saying that right, Choman from Jane Nicholas is just stunning.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And I even think, okay, so that would be way more, because of gold work, it'd be way more challenging than I think I could tackle. But just doing one of those little butterflies,
mm-hmm.
or moths, this is, that would be a challenge.
Yep.
And it would be beautiful stitched by itself.
Yeah.
Because she said, yeah, really care, because I read this one, and she said, you have to be very careful that the three butterfly wings meet, or your eye, you know, you'd have a, I thought, oh, she's right. Because, you know, if it's off, your eye will see it. You know, it'll just kind of, you'd be like, oh, something's wrong with this. But if you just did one.
Right.
It would be beautiful just by itself.
Yeah, it's on a dark ground, and it's four butterflies. The bodies are kid leather, and then gold. The wings are gold and beads and different gold work and some more kid leather and stuff, and there are four of them on this square. And yes, if they didn't meet up perfectly, it would be immediately wonky and your mind would just be a mess. But yeah, there's an elegance to it. And I'm not a kid leather fan. Usually I think that I don't like the look of it, but she made it work beautifully. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. It's just a gorgeous piece. Just,
yep.
And you know, to learn a little gold work.
You can do it, Beth. You can do it.
Yeah. I love them all. There's not a dud in here, you know, yeah. Obviously, because of caliber of the designers. but there, I could see the, you know, real challenge would be is if you wanted to try to stitch all of them, and, you know, wouldn't that make a beautiful little display? All
imagine,
these little
imagine if you had all 12 of those, holy smokes.
Oh, and the fig, the celestial fig, I don't know what that's, the fig, that's the black work.
Yeah.
I think that one is fascinating, and it doesn't require a lot of threads. It has a lot of beads in it, but it only requires four threads.
Yeah. Yep.
That wouldn't be bad.
You could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many in here. Hazel Blomkamp, all beads. Oh. If you're into bead work, she does a Sweet William, which is the her beaded version of the Sweet William flower. And the thing is, wow, all beads.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
And her construction was interesting, too, because that's the other thing that interested me, is reading how they made the form. You know, if it's just a square, or, you know, making a little pillow, that's one thing. But she had some interesting instructions on how she made it into her pillow, her pincushion shape. Because she put it on something, like a little tin or something, mm-hmm. and then built around it. With Margaret Lee's, the lotus, sacred lotus, she had some sort of lotus candle holder she must have, that I think she received as a gift. And then she built this beautiful silk shaded pincushion. And it's stunning.
Yeah.
The silk shade, of course. But it's just beautiful in and of itself. Just the shape and sitting on that lotus tin that she has. You'd have to substitute something else probably, but it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful.
You know, if Margaret Lee worked at it, she could probably get good.
Oh. I think it's the colors that intrigue me on that one too.
Yeah.
She uses all, it's just like a rainbow of colors that she uses. And just go, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can drool on this book all day long.
You know, and that's the interesting thing. So yeah, so if you like to have books, needlework books, this is the first, I mean, they say volume one, so we gotta assume there's more coming. The Design Collective. Yep. And if they use the same approach where they invite 10 or a dozen designers to create something, a pincushion or a, you know, a bell pull or a whatever. If they're going to do these as a thing, this would be a good, you know, get the first one so you don't miss out. But this is the thing about, well, Inspirations Magazine, you know, unquestioned the best in the business. But their books too. Now, I don't know, I have half dozen books of theirs. I've never done a thing out of any of them. But I've never regretted buying any of them.
Right.
Because they're just so much fun to look at.
I go back and I think about them. So I think the fig one, there is, I can't remember which one of the other Inspirations books has the pear.
Yep.
And I thought, oh, that's what intrigues me. You could do the pear, you could do the fig. And I want to say she's got an apple out. Why do I think that? I don't know. But there, it would be beautiful to have them sit out. But of course, I'm anywhere near that stage. But it's just fun to go look at them. So it's made me want to go pull that book. And I think it's called A Passion for Needlework.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right.
It's just fun to look through them. And yeah, so even if I never stitch any of these, just the eye candy and the inspiration I get from looking at the pictures.
Yep. Yeah. More than once, you know, I've been sitting here in the studio and I don't really feel like stitching tonight. I'll just haul out an Inspirations book, prop my feet up and just sit there and just think about stitching those or just enjoy how they're put together and the designs. And yeah, it's, I think there's value if you never do a single one of them. Yeah.
Right. And do you have, you probably don't have this one, but they put out something called Home Sweet Home, which is, it looks like a little cottage. I can't remember the designer of it.
Do not have that one, no.
It's a box that you put your tools in, a needlework box, but you construct it yourself. And I've used that book several times for making things. Some of the things, that, because the instructions are so good.
Uh-huh.
So you can go in to use as a reference book, although I've never stitched the box and all the things that are in it. It's one of those. So even their stitch glossary in the back of this book is fabulous.
Yeah.
And worth taking a good look at.
Yep. Yeah. Cause in this, in this Design Collective one, all the stitches in the back, I mean, there's several pages of how to do all the stitches. Yep. Mm-hmm. Every bit of it. Yeah. And then you get a pocket in the back that has all the designs so you can transfer them. And yeah. You know, and people, some people might look at it and go, boy, those books are expensive. These are quality. I mean, these are books that are printed to last forever. They're on heavy paper. The photography is gorgeous. The printing is just the utmost. The binding, the design, everything. I mean, they're books worth investing in without question. Yeah.
Right. Yep. And they're coffee table books. If you're that, I mean, that's what they are. They're meant to be looked at and enjoyed. And
yep.
You stitch something from them ever or not.
They're
you
good.
And I won't.
I have to say, there's a couple in here. That Hardanger one, it really is so right. beautiful.
Yeah. Right. And you know, what do you need? You need, well, I guess you don't have to do it on 40 count linen, because then you have to. I was looking at that. I was thinking, well, if you did it on 40 count linen, I don't have the threads that calls for. One is Cotton of Order and Coronet, both by DMC. And I wonder if Stitchville has them.
Could be.
But anyway, they're a slight, I mean, because I'm trying to think, what size is that? What is that? Because I know what, you know, number 12 pearl cotton, would that be, what's smaller than that? I think there's a 16 pearl cotton. How small do you need to do that, the cloister blocks on 40 count?
Pretty small, I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there we go. Get that one. Mary Corbett does a full review, and you can buy the books from Mary. Mary is becoming a good source for these things. She's developing quite a collection of things in her shop, her online shop, these various books and other things. But if you're looking for one of these things, head to needleandthread.com. You might just find it there. And yeah. Yep. All right, I got some bad news.
What's that?
It does not look like my magnifier light is going to break anytime soon.
This is sad. So, you know, you should have one of your grandkids play with it.
Yeah, that would break it. Young Connor would take care of that in about 2 minutes. Yep.
Yep. There you go. Yep. There you go. See, I'm trying to. That's not a good idea, though. So are you going to just get something anyway?
This is the dilemma. Okay, here's the deal. So basically, it's just sloppy design. So Sunday, I was watching playoff games, football playoff games, and stitching. And a couple of times, you know, would this magnifier light, will you stay where I put you, please? I keep, I have to adjust, and then if I have to move it at all, it's a thing. All right, I'm going to get a new one. And the night before, I thought, you know, I'm going to get a new one because this thing is clearly going to break. And so I identified the one that I wanted to get. And then, so I'm stitching with it Sunday, and I got frustrated. I thought, all right, stopping here, whatever game it was a complete blowout. So I'm going to take this apart, and I'm going to try and fix what's wrong. Mm-hmm. Well, what I discovered is that the little collar that keeps it from flopping all over the place just poorly designed, and it had long ago broken off and was just sitting there. And so that's what makes it so floppy. But under the underlying flexible sheathing that hides the, you know, that through which the cords go and that you bend to put it in position, that's not going anywhere for a long time. And so basically this thing, if I want to fight with it every now and then to get it in the position I want, this is going to last me forever. So I put it back together and just started stitching again. I thought, geez. Because it comes down to that. All right. I bought this thing. It was not cheap at the time. And it, you know, it's not really gotten any worse, though I thought it was getting sloppier. It's not going to go anywhere. So, yeah, do I buy a new one just because I'm tired of the hassle, or do I just keep going? So I don't know.
Yeah, and you can't fix that word.
No.
Wow.
No, there's no fixing it at all. No.
Yeah, no. And it's a point in time where it's like, it's not worth wrestling with it. And it's like, okay, you're taking my precious stitching time away from me, messing with you.
Keep talking, Beth. Keep talking. Come on, more of that.
It would be time to get a new something new. It would be. After a while, it's just like I cannot deal with this. You know,
more of that. Keep going. Keep going. Yeah, keep going.
is Marga listening? That's
no, she's downstairs. No, she isn't listening. Yeah, no, it's not going to die on me. I thought it was so floppy. I thought it was just one of these days just going to fall over, but no, it's not. Right. So.
Yeah, and it's not, it frustrates me not to use the right tool. You know, if I can, I like having just the glasses on my nose for a magnifier. I'm not used to using a magnifier in front of me, and that works. But if I used one, I would want it to work, and yeah. I'd want it to work properly, because that would drive me bonkers. Because, you know.
Well, we'll have to see.
Right. Yeah.
We'll have to see. I don't know.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
The light magnifier part is perfect. I mean, it's absolutely perfect. It's not like, you know, yeah. It's not like it doesn't work and I can't stitch with it. I can stitch with it fine. It's just when I have to move it, it's always kind of a little wrestling match to get it where I want it to go. So I don't know.
And you don't live here, because my husband would look at that and say, you know, we could machine something that would work, and he'd get a little part. And yeah, because that's how Ellicott's work. But
yeah,
they would take it to the shop and fix it for you, so it would not wiggle.
Well, this is metal with a metal collar inserted into a plastic piece, and the plastic piece is where the power plug goes into to feed power to the light. And it's just poorly designed, horribly designed. Yeah, I don't know. Well, anyway, people don't need to hear about my frustration with my magnifier light, but it's not breaking anytime soon.
I'll celebrate when you finally decide to get a new one.
Yeah, maybe if I had it out in the way and I tripped over it and bent the main post, then I'd feel better about it.
You might hurt yourself in the process.
I know, that'd be worse. Yeah.
Marga would be like, okay, what did you do?
I was trying to break my light. Yeah, and then I'd have to go to a hospital that doesn't have any beds to get, yeah, no, I'm not playing that game. Mm-mm.
Don't do that. That'd be bad.
So there's your bad news for the day. You know, in the world of first world problems, my fully functioning magnifier light is not going to break anytime soon, so I can justify getting a new one. Nope. Darn.
Nope. Right.
You found an interesting one, Quilter's Art Magazine. Look at you. You don't even quilt, and you read Quilter's Art Magazine.
I look at the pictures.
So versatile. Art and science through quilts.
Yes.
That's fascinating.
It was an interesting issue. It was their winter 2022. So it's the latest one out. And what drew me to it at first was the cover has, it looks like a cell on the front, and it's bright colors, red, and little circles. And I thought, what are they doing here? And then I said, oh, art and science. But there was
then you read the words.
Yes, I read the words. First I looked at the pictures, and then I read the words.
Clue number one.
This is the Studio Art Quilt Association, which is the SAQA. I recognize that name. And they had an exhibit called Microscape, which I thought was interesting. And so there's a whole article in here with quilts from this exhibit they held. But someone of the jurors quoted, I'm quoting them, saying, "Art and science are one for me. They demand curiosity, creativity, experimentation, success and failures, and more importantly, collaboration across boundaries and between diverse people." And when I first saw that, I thought, okay, yeah, that's right for quilters, but yeah, needleworkers, we don't really do that. And then, okay, the design collection came, and it hits all those things. Mm-hmm. They went across borders. They contacted people from around the world, designers from around the world, to contribute to this beautiful book. And then also, when you read what the designers did, a lot of it's from nature. They looked at plants. They looked at, mainly it's botanical. But we as needleworkers, we look at nature, we look at science, and we use that as a bouncing off point for creativity. And I just loved that quote that, I think sometimes we try to separate science and art, and it's not, we got to have both. We've got to have both. And I think we are people who do needlework. We're curious, we're talking about Debbie's class. Oh, well, what if I change that color? Oh, if I change it to blue, it'll look like this. Oh, what if I change it to purple? Then what will happen? That curiosity, that, that desire to change a design and make it your own, it's there. And I think we need to foster that too. I guess that's my pet peeve is, we need to foster that curiosity, that sense of play, the sense of what if I do this? What if I try this experiment? So we were talking about the Design Collective, the blue and white pincushion, the Deerfield, I think is what it's called. What if you decide, I don't like blue and white. Well, do it in reds. change the threads. Change it. I don't know what thread she's using. Maybe it's wool. You don't like wool. So use floss, use pearl cotton, use what you have, to change it and make it your own.
Well, the question that you raised was, how many people have we interviewed where science and art, needlework, are merged? And, so then mm-hmm. we go look. Now, Lindsay Olson was one where she's actually working with physicists at Fermilab and the Large Hadron Collider and creating art out of pure physics. We've got Hillary mm-hmm. Waters coming up this Sunday where she's actually using leaves to do embroidery. We had Victoria Mathewson.
Right. Yep. And then you mentioned the meditative stitch with Krista West is another person. She's saying, listen, we've got science behind us saying that stitching is helpful for you. It's good for your mind. It's not just something that you kind of a crafty thing you do. It's good for you. Using the science behind that. Anytime people experiment with dyeing fabrics or dyeing threads, the science behind that. Some of the dyers we talk to.
Yeah.
You can't just do what I do, which is dump things in the dye bath and see what happens. If you're going to do something reproducible, you have to do a little math and science there. You have to measure things and use that part of your brain for that and keep notes.
Yep.
That important things. So, yeah, it's there, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Jude Kingshott and her eco printing, mm-hmm. you know, that whole world. And then right. still one of my favorites when it comes to this, Amanda Cobbett and her mushrooms, where she creates the most realistic mushrooms out of needle and thread. And mm-hmm. it's everywhere. I mean, we probably don't recognize it as much. How much stump work is just about all nature?
Right.
Just about all of it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And when you look around, I feed the birds in the winter, and I had a beautiful woodpecker out there, and I was looking, okay, so why do I like that? Why do I like looking at the woodpecker? He's striking. He's got this big black and white bold feathers and just a little hint of red. And so you, again, you're observing colors, you're observing what's around you, which is science.
Yep.
And then I, you know, you take it and apply it to what you do with your needlework.
Right. Right. Well, you they're black and white with a hint of red. And we just talked about okay. Debbie Rowley's angles.
Right.
You know, there you have it right there. It's all right. all black and white with a hint of red. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think designers, whether they're doing, the cross stitch, I think they look around them and they look at the colors of nature when they design their pieces a lot of times, to decide what to use.
Yep.
And I think it inspires them too.
Yeah. So. Well, Trish Burr, mm-hmm. you know, look at her birds, her, her latest book, the Q collection, all of that is nature. Yeah, it's we are one. You know, needlework and nature are really meshed together all over the place, and probably more. Could we say more than quilting? I mean, this came from a quilting magazine, but I think mm-hmm. we can make a case that needlework mixes science in the broader sense, and needlework more than quilting does.
Right, especially because, you know, if you're just looking at traditional patterns, not to step on toes, but they are, you know, they're geometric, though. They've got the science there of the math
right.
to put them together. But when artists take their inspiration for needlework, a lot of times they'll look around at nature and see, oh, they're jumping off point.
Right.
It's used in both. I don't know. It's definitely used in both.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting thing. Yeah. Because we don't think of needlework as science, but there it is all over the place. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even for needle pointers, if you're doing the counted work and I know Jean Hilton, how does she start making, she wanted to make something kind of circular with the needlework. So she uses, you know, it's all straight lines. You can't do anything but a straight line on a grid canvas.
Yep.
You make that into a curve. How do you make those Jessicas and make your eye see a curve?
Yep.
It's math. It's science. It's using that part of your brain.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't realize it. Yeah. It's a good point. We don't realize it. And, It's kind of cool because, I mean, I love, my degree is in biology. I mean, I've always been a fan of biological things of all kinds. I just find all of it just fascinating. But you just don't think about it when you're stitching, but then there it is. I mean, even if you look at reproduction samplers, you know, some of the favorite motifs in samplers are potted plants or a bloom or the border. That's nothing but a bunch of flowers with a vine woven in. You know, look at cross stitch. Look at Karen Kluba's Spring Hill and Summer Hill. It's all plants, all animals, plants
right.
and animals. Yep. It's...
Right. Or even her. Okay. So I was perusing because someone influencing me. but she has the fuchsia, the daisy. I'm sure she has other ones. I think she has an iris too, but of these plants where she's doing these plants on her sample. You can't see me. I'm waving my hands around. and again, you know, drawing from nature to make her designs. And I always have to laugh. Okay. So, now I can't think of her name. I'm drawing a total blank. Shelley, who we talked to on Wednesday, last Wednesday.
Yes.
And okay, that cow. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the Bristol sampler, I think, did it have a cow on it? I can't remember.
Well, but the one from Needlework Press did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then there's all the little sheep that, yep, you know, those girls. I mean, and some of it had to have been, you know, family has sheep, family has those animals on their property, you know,
yeah,
not just, I like sheep on my sampler, and or the family dogs, putting, you know, all the funny dogs that end up on sampler.
Right. That still cracks me up. Shelley Myland was our guest this past Wednesday, and that still cracks me up that if there are sheep in a sampler, she always stitches one in black, and she tells about how about her family and what they call it. They call themselves all black sheep, so there's always a black sheep in her in her samplers. It cracked me up. Yep. Yep. So
that was great. That was great. She, yep, was great. She was a great, but yeah, but it's there. It's there. And I think back to the people who dye threads or who are making threads. There's the science and that, and to get all those beautiful textures we use for needlepoint, they're always coming up with new things.
Yeah.
New colors, new threads to try. There's science there.
Yep. Can't get away from it. Nope. Mm-mm. You can't. Nope. All right. We're going to have to call it there. We hope that in this time, we've enabled you to spend money.
Yes. So we're not the only ones spending money, you know.
Yeah, it's a misery loves company thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You won't regret it. You won't regret it.
So just to recap, we have the Tree of Life design from Avlia Folk Embroidery. We have the Angles class from Debbie Rowley. We have the Design Collective book from Inspirations that you can get from Mary Corbett. Feel free to buy a magnifier light stand. I think we've done that.
Tell Gary how fabulous it is, so he'll be jealous.
Right. Yeah, help enable me. So, yeah, there we go. We've got, all the pin cushions. You know, there's 12 designs in that book, all different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's 12 more projects.
In case you don't have enough.
Right. So I think, you know, this is kind of our service this week to the needlework hobby. Here are things you can do to spend money. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're just trying to help.
All right, that's it. Speaking of spending money, join us tonight for the thread talk with Kathy Ray. And then right there, she will show you several threads that you can buy from her to add to your stash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It's just a whole enabling thing we're doing. And all free of charge.
Just for you all.
Yep. All right. We're out. Join us tonight. Hillary will be here Sunday as our guest. You do not want to miss that. Oh, it was fun. Thanks for listening.
Bye.